Welcome to the Short Commute Podcast. Pastor Drew and Zach here in my office. This is episode 40.
40 already.
If you can believe it.
Wow.
Today we're talking about generosity.
Yeah. You know, a couple weeks ago we talked about giving. Today I thought we would tackle maybe the broader topic of generosity. Not just talking about with money.
Right.
I'm talking about just kind of a general heart attitude or heart posture that carries through a lot of different areas in life. Actually, what the reason why I wanted to talk about this is maybe two reasons. One, I'm preaching on a somewhat of a pertinent text on Sunday, the first four verses of Matthew chapter 6, where Jesus is talking about giving in particular, but giving in secret. There's this hiddenness principle that he brings into it.
Sure.
So that was one reason. But then the other reason is I tend to listen to a lot of different podcasts and speakers on a variety of topics. But, you know, since I come from the business world, I've been listening to some speakers that, you know, I would say are not Christian speakers necessarily. They're not referencing the Bible, but the principles that have gained traction in our society, in the greater business world of North America, are very much biblical principles, and one of them is generosity.
So that our culture, you're saying, is committed to, or cares about generosity?
Yeah. It's as if, obviously, these principles are found in the Bible, and they're absolutely central to what it means to be a Christian, and, you know, they're virtues of the Christian life, generosity being a main one. And it's interesting how secular culture, just in a kind of a blind pursuit to find what works and what gives meaning and what gives purpose, what gives direction to individuals and organizations, that they are stumbling across these biblical principles and, in essence, kind of pitching them in somewhat of a new way.
Yeah.
And it's being very, very well received. So I think that speaks extremely highly of God's word.
Yeah.
And it also hints at the reality of common grace, general revelation, those sort of things too.
It's funny to me how often the world agrees with the Bible. It might take some time.
Sure.
But it's always like, oh yeah, this is good. And so this, generosity being one. So we used to have this culture in business where it was get better, be the best.
Bottom line.
Yeah, bottom line, personal goals. You want to be number one, top dog, consumerism, materialism. And that's still very much the thing.
Sure.
But you do see a trend now of businesses wanting to support nonprofits and donate money and be involved in relief efforts. And in this culture of generosity among even big business.
Sure.
They're like, oh, you know what? Amassing wealth isn't as good as being generous. And Christians are nodding. But, you see it in other areas, too. I mean, some of this sexual abuse stuff that's been going on, the world's like, hey, maybe men shouldn't force themselves on a whole bunch of women. And Christians are like, yep, told ya.
Yeah, and, you know, another very interesting thing, just like in the Christian life, and, you know, this is somewhat of, you know, what I'm preaching on Sunday, you know, there's a right way to do generosity and there's a wrong way to do generosity, and it has to do with your motivation.
Sure, yeah.
And so you take this back to the business world, back to, you know, the secular sector, I guess you'd say. And there are, all businesses want to be perceived as, you know, having wonderful ideas and having very altruistic motives and wanting to make a difference. You know, all companies want to be perceived that way.
Being a difference maker in your community is important.
Yeah, being a difference maker. But, you know,
that's an important perception.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then there are certain companies that actually have this as part of This is part of our identity. This is part of our culture. This is part of why we are in business in the first place. This is why we exist, to not just make money, not just to make as much money as we can, not just to hit our numbers, not just to hit our targets. That's all good stuff. And we got to be concerned with that, but that's not the reason why we exist. The reason why we exist is to contribute something to the greater society, to make people's lives better, not just in, you know, ways that they want, but in ways that they need. Because an awful lot of business right now is serving people's wants. It's not necessarily doing them any good in the long run. But, you know, there are businesses out there that are trying to meet real needs.
Yeah.
They're going to take a hit in other areas to stay true to their mission.
I think that's an important thing to talk about, motive.
Sure.
Because I think that's a question that comes up where we say, well, if you say that we can't do any good apart from the Holy Spirit doing good in us,
mm-hmm.
how come this business can donate $1 billion to digging wells and giving clean water to this community? Isn't that good? I guess, yes, on a very foundational scale, of course that's good that a community that didn't have water, clean water before has water, that's better. But motive matters for the way that God perceives what's good.
Sure.
So if the motive is, well, we want to be perceived like we're giving back or being generous, that's not good. Even if the motive is, when we are generous, it makes us feel better, it's still not good.
Well, it depends on how you define good. I mean, if people are being generous in the greater society, if people are being generous because it makes them feel good, is it still going to make for a better society? I would argue that it is.
Are we so corrupt that we are totally unable to do any good? That's Heidelberg Catechism question answer seven,
Well, good from a God's eye perspective.
That's what I'm talking about.
There's different levels of good, and yeah. I know that's what you're talking about. As Christians, you know, our standard for good is simply much higher.
Right.
The biblical standards that Jesus puts forth in the Sermon on the Mount, for instance, which is what we're preaching through, that's an extremely high standard. I guess what I'm getting at is that we exist in two worlds. We exist as citizens of the kingdom of God. At the same time, as Christians living in a greater society and being citizens in the kingdom of the world, you know, I think that we should also thank God for the good, generous things that people do in society, whether they're for the right reasons or not,
because
you know, it makes life better. And in some ways, I think that God can use that to lead people to where those principles are found.
One of the four postures that Andy Crouch puts forward in Culture Makers, in the ways in which Christians, he's talking about how Christians can engage with the world. One of the postures we can take is to just plain consume culture.
Right.
Now, we're usually very careful about how we take in culture, but there are times where we just can say, you know what? What they're doing is good and mm-hmm. very easily redeemable, so we can just participate right in this. And something like this large-scale generosity from these big businesses or wealthy individuals, we can just say, yeah, we'll participate with that.
Sure.
We'll encourage that. We'll affirm it. And so I think that's something that we should be affirming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's just very interesting to me, circling back, that this idea of biblical generosity is catching on in different spheres of society. And, you know, although the motivations, I mean, you brought up the motivation question, and that's very legitimate. But when it comes to depth, when it comes to motivation, the questions in the business world are being asked right now.
Yeah.
There's a sense that people are fed up with superficiality.
Yeah.
Fed up with false marketing. Fed up with, okay, I say I'm this way, but I'm actually functioning this way. And, you know, that doesn't necessarily, I mean, that's not necessarily going to lead people to Scripture, to God's Word, but it certainly points in that direction.
Yeah.
And it opens up the conversation for we who are Christians
and
we who are mindful of what's going on.
It's mutually affirming. So we should affirm this movement of culture away from materialism toward generosity. We should affirm that. That's a good trajectory.
Yeah.
But it's also affirming for Christians to say, even the people who could amass billions of dollars are saying, you know what's better than material gain,
yeah,
generosity.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, you know what? That affirms the Bible.
Sure.
Exactly how God said it would be.
Yeah.
I think that's neat.
Yeah.
What do we take from this as people who don't make billions of dollars? I mean, how do we commit to being generous in daily life?
Well, I think, you know, unfortunately, Christian believers seem to have just as many problems finding purpose, finding meaning, finding, you know, fulfillment in their work, in their daily lives as secular people. Now, we have a place to go to be encouraged and be affirmed, but, you know, this is not just a secular problem.
Sure.
And we're swooping in as Christians and saying, well, you know, you just need, yeah, to be more generous. You
we
need
to
be more outward looking.
Yeah.
And so, you know, a takeaway to this, I think, like you said just a few minutes ago, is that what seems to be working in the world, what seems to be the desire of every human being to a certain extent, is this sense of fulfillment, this sense of contributing to the greater good, as opposed to just self-realizing myself to the maximum capacity and looking inward. It's this outward looking thing. And, you know, that should provide an environment for Christians to really thrive and give us a platform for talking about where that comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And why that's important and why that matters to us, because ultimately generosity and the fulfillment that we receive when we have generous spirits, generous postures, I mean, this is part of being an image bearer of God. I mean, that's where it comes from, and that traces back for a Christian just as much as a non-Christian who was also created in the image of God. It builds a bridge to talk about why these things matter.
Well, thanks for sharing. We'll be back next week. Until then, see ya.
See ya.